I'm going to start on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph right before the Mishnah. And the Gemara had said, the Mishnah earlier said, that the Kohen Gadol says out the Shem HaMefoyrish. And he doesn't say it out so clearly. Vehein Oinen Achrav Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Eloilam Voed, like we say on davening on Yom Kippur. Zog the Gemara, how do we know that you do this? Tanya Rebbe Omer. Because we learn it from our posik. And the posik says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro Hovu Goydel Leloi Keno. That's a posik in Parshas Hazinu. Ki Shem Hashem Ekro Hovu Goydel Leloi. Omer Lehem Moshe Li Yisroel. Moshe Rabbeinu said this. B'shor Shani Maskesh Moshe LaKodesh Baruch Hu, which means Ki Shem Hashem Ekro. Atem havu goydel leloikeinu. You have to give something back by saying something, which is somehow baruch shem kvoid malchus eloilam voed. I don't know if that's somehow a goydel or baruch shem kvoid malchus eloilam voed has to do with omein. It's the same amount of oisius. You can look in the Balaturim in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. Of the same as the Ahei Shmei Rabba Mevorach Lolom Leomaya. It's interesting to note that the Gemara Masechtas Brochus Daf Chof learns out from Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydel Eloikeinu, goes on Birchas HaTorah. And it's not clear where is it Merumas in the Posik, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydel Eloikeinu, that it has to do with Birchas HaTorah. So Rashi says one shot, but it's an interesting thing that the Marsha there says that the Torah is Shmoysov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since the Torah is Shmoysov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so when you learn Torah, you have to be Havu Goydel Leloikeinu. So it's almost as if, like when you're learning Torah, you have to say a Birchas HaTorah, and in the Birchas HaTorah would be like a Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Eloilam Voed. It's also when you take out the Torah, because when we say Shema, why do we say Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Eloilam Voed? So the Rambam brings the Gemara in Psochim, has to do with Yaakov Avinu, but maybe the Parsha Peshat is Shema Yisrael. When you say Hashem Eloikein Hashem Achon, it's almost like dugma to the Shema Mefoirish. That's why after you have to say Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Eloilam Voed. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omer. There's a posik in Mishlei.
Also, if you don't want the bracha to count, you say Baruch Hashem.
Yeah. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, where does that
that's
come?
That's why we say for the tefillah shorosh afterwards.
We say Baruch Hashem, yeah. That's
some
that.
Don't say
yeah, we have to know why do, what is the Baruch Hashem after a bracha have to do with this? This is not this. It has to do with the Shem Hashem. That comes from, that the question is, how is that related to this Gemara? Of the Baruch Shem, yeah. Some say that's why he's supposed to say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoy. You learn from here, but I don't know what that in. Chananya ben Achir Bishua Oimer, Zecher Tzadik Levoche. He didn't like that posik, so he brings, because maybe he used that posik for Birchas HaTorah, so he wanted to use this posik. So what's Zecher Tzadik Livrocha? It's a posik. So Poshup Shah, we always are conditioned. Zecher Tzadik Livrocha goes on a tzadik. Like when you write the name after someone passed away, you write Zatzal. Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. But the Gemara has a different shot. Amar lehem Navi, the Shlomo HaMelech, who wrote Mishlei, Li Yisroel. I guess it says Navi. You shouldn't think that Mishlei is just Chochmas and Eitzis of Shlomo HaMelech. Mishlei is Navu of Shlomo HaMelech. Amar lehem Navi Li Yisroel, B'shor Shani Masker Tzadik Olami, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha goes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'cho Hashem HaTzdoke. Hashem is called a tzaddik. Atem, tnu brocha. So when you hear the Shem Hashem, which is the Tzidkas Hashem. So Meila Ratz the Zeicha Tzadik Livochem. So that's the Gemara before. Zok the Mishnah. So before we were talking about, we had the Parash of Kohen Gadol, and he stood it up in front of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Then he moved to the side. Mizrach, let's all remember the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Mizrach is the way out. Ma'ariv is the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Tzofin, as you're coming in, is the right. Dorim is on the left. So Bo'aloi LeMizrach HaZor, he was in the front. He turned a little away from the Mizbeach, backwards, LeTzofin HaMizbeach, towards the Tzofin side, which would be, if he's heading back, it would be left. If he's heading forward, it would be right. So therefore, he would turn that way. Right. Haskan, we'll see in the Gemara the significance of all this. Haskan mi yaminoi, v'roish beis ov mi smoiloi. Beis ov means one of the head koyhanim. There were 24 mishmarois, so the head koyhan was the Rosh Beis Av. The Skan is the one we learned in the first Mishnah. He was set up in order to be like the vice Kohen. Vishom Shnei Seirim. We are now getting ready for the Shnei Seirim. Vekalpi, and there was a box. Hoysa Shom. Right. I made a special kli to put the two goyrolois in. Now, it's not clear, what does it mean? It's a goyro. It's like a lottery. And one of them said, Lashem, and one said, Lazozel. Vishal Ashkroya Hoyu. And it was a type of a strong wood. For Oson Ben Gamlo shows off. There was an upgrade. And he upgraded it. He was a Kohen Gadol, and he upgraded it to gold. Now, really, we're going to see now the Mishnah goes with a whole list of different things that there were upgrades in the Beis HaMikdash. Really is a good question. We know usually the Beis HaMikdash is HaKoil B'Ksav, B'Yad HaShem, Oleo HaSkel. So how did he change? How were you able to change things in the Beis HaMikdash? But I don't see anybody ask the question, but it should be a question. Things in the Beis HaMikdash weren't so easily changeable. So over here it looks like it's being condoned in the Mishnah. And Behoyu Maskirin Oisoi Lishevach. Even though it was a new upgrade, they were still maskerois l'shevach. Now zok the Mishnah. Agav, as an aside, once we said it, Ben Cotton, who was a Kohen Gadol, and he saw, he was in the days of the Bayis Sheni, there used to be only two faucets to the Kiyah, and he made 12. Sheloi hoyo loy eloshnai. And another upgrade he did was, hu osa muchni. Now, what is a muchni? Rashi says, a muchni, mefarish begemore galgal. They made like some sort of a levee system that the whole kiyur could go under the ground level every night because it should be
because a mechanical device for the kiyur.
Right, a mechanical device to put it underneath. And when you put it underneath, that's why the water shouldn't become puzzle bolino. So therefore, it would go back to its source. And therefore, there would be that din. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam, who is in Pirush HaMishnayos, and in the Hilchos Beis HaBechira, but it's a steer in the Rambam. In Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Rambam says, the Muchni is a kli shel chulin. And therefore, they would put the mayim in there. So therefore, shakir, it shouldn't be in a kli hegdish. And mele, it doesn't become posel belino. which really is a very interesting thing. There's a din, there's a big shaila. If you are shoyel on Hegdish, that means there's a din mishmeres on Hegdish. You have to watch it. It shouldn't become tamei v'cholu. Is also, Davni Malum wants to know, if you make it not Hegdish, is that also against the dinim of Hegdish, of mishmeres? So over here by the Mukhni is a question. I think I remember the Stipler asked the question. And others, that they would put the water down, you're making it not Hegdish. Is that also, in a, it's true you're trying to protect it, it shouldn't become possible, Lina. But at the same time, you're diluting it by making it not Hegdish. Is that also a halacha of Mishmeres? So the Asfund Araisa, Yosef Engel, brings up Saraya from this Gemara, from this Mishnah, and that's what it would be. Anyway, they had this Mukhni, and they'll put it down.
Even though it's not Hegdish, but that means, does that mean Kodesh, or it still belongs to Beder Kabayis?
Right, so I see they bring that Rashi says an interesting lashon, why they made this Mukhni. So Rashi says, "V'loy kavod kodshim hu liposel mayim kedosh." So it's somehow it's against the kavod of kodshim that it become.
That it's not hegdish.
Right. No, we're gonna make it not hegdish. So it's not clear why it doesn't become why it doesn't become posel belina when it goes down. So I saw in the back of the Gemara here, they bring from Meforshim, that the Meforshim say that the Mukhni, V'loy kovid kochim hu, li posel mayim kochim. So where do they do it? They would make the kir. So Rashi Masechta Zvachim Daf Chof says the Meya Bor was like a Meya Mayin, so it becomes Mechuber Ubotlo. Rashi's Lashon is Ubotlo Li Nosam, it would become not Basel, right? Yeah, it's interesting. Now Zog the Mishnah, another upgrade. Munbaz Hoya Oise Kol Yodois HaKelim Shel Yoyim HaKippurim Zov. He didn't want to make the kli itself Zov. The Gemara is going to explain. So he made the handles on the kli into Zov. Which I guess we're going to see in the Gemara. Does that have any issue with the halacha of the main kateger? Zog the Gemara, zog the Mishnah weiter. Hiloini Hamalke. Who was Hiloini Hamalke? Hiloini Hamalke. She's mentioned in Gemara Masechta the Sukkah Daf Beis Amud Beis. She was a Malka. Imoi, she was the mother of this Munbaz Hamelech, which we'll have to know exactly who Hiloini was. Osso Nivreshes. Shel Zov al Pesach Hohecho. Zogt Rashi, what's this Nivrashiso? Menoira. Rashi says it was some sort of a light, not a menoira in the Beis HaMikdash, some sort of a chandelier. V'doimolo b'sefer Daniel lekabel Nivreshto de Dahava b'maisa balshetza. When the Novi there in Daniel is talking about. However, the Rambam learns that it's like a window. So the front of the Heichel, she made a window from glass. So she made it from Zov. So next to the glass there was Zov. It would reflect in light in, I don't know exactly. And that would be Nifreshes. And she would put it on the high Al Pesach HaHeichel. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, Vafi also saw another upgrade. Tabla shel zov shepaushes soito ksuva lov. Zok Rashi. V'lo yitztorech lohavi toira lichtoiv mimenu megillah seita b'migdosh. Interesting, like, why was this necessary? So I saw in the back, let's see, in the Gemara on Rashi, in the Biurei Rashi, Rashi says that in order they don't have to bring a Torah to bring it into the Mikdash. Because with a B'Soite, boy, I call you in the Sunil Dema, okay, nothing. Yeah, I thought this Rashi would be Ashtukuraye, that in order to write it, you're not allowed to write Torah Shebal Peh. You have to write it Mitoy Chaksav. And that would be it. But there's a big tumult, there's a brisker Torah that the Megillah Soita, there's a big tumult. Did it need Sirtud or did it not need Sirtud? So someone is, because it's not a din, there's a diuk in the Rambam that it's not a din Torah. That what the Torah says the Kohen should say and then write is a that's in the Torah. But because of HaKoyin Masha Omar, it's not you're writing the parasha of the Torah, you're really writing, so maybe it wouldn't have to be that way. Nikanor, that's why she held, you don't need to have, you could write it, parashas. Really, how could you write the parasha Soita on a piece of, Tabla Shelzov? You're not allowed to write parashas. The Torah says it wasn't parashiyos because it was kosam hashom rakoyin. Nikinor nasu nisim lidal soiso. We'll see it in the Gemara, the Maisa of the Shari Nikinor. For you maskirin oisoi lishvach on all these things, and it was a chiddush that it was a shvach, even though it was an upgrade. Zok the Gemara.
Didn't they make 10
faucets
instead of two?
That we did the first one.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what happened was he was standing in front of the Mizbeach. Then he turned to his right and he went to the Tzofen of the Mizbeach. On the Tzofen side. Michlal. How does it say over here he went to the Tzofen side? So we could deduce from that the Mizbeach lav b'tzofen koi. The Mizbeach is not on the north side, because it says he went to the north. Mani, because there's a machloik, is a tanoi. Where did the Mizbeach sit in the Beis HaMikdash? Rebbe Elazar ben Yankiv held that the Mizbeach was kuloi bedorot. So it was right on that midline, which was the line between tzofen and dorot. The Tanya, we learned on a regular carbon, v'shochat oisoi al yerech hamizbeach tzofoino lifnei Hashem. So tzofoino she'e tzofoin kuloi ponui, and there's not any mizbeach there. Zokt Rashi right after the Gemara, the third Rashi, tzofoino al yerech hamizbeach tzofoino. Loshin aver mashma tzofoino. Rashi's, by the way, where do you see that the northern side was completely vacant? Loshin tzofoino. Loshin aver mashma hachei yisera el tzofoin. That means tzofoino ha'aver ha'aver aponui. Interesting limud that he learned, right? I don't know what that limud, psalimud. So that's why he went to there. Freik the Gemara. But in the ratio, we said when he was bein ulam the mizbeach, he was between the mizbeach and the ulam, and he was in tzofen. So we said he was there was one strip of the mizbeach was in the tzofen side. So freik the Gemara for ratio, Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon. Zog Rashi, The Omar Mizbeach Miktsosoi Bitsofen Shehichshir Shchitas Apor Bein Ha'ulam Ule Mizbeach. And that's Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara, no. La'ilam, we have to be Chayzer. That first part of the Mishnah is also going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yankiv. Aye, how could you shecht it? Rabbi Elazar ben Yankiv, V'toni, you have to change the gears in the Gemara. Kibain ha'ulam lemizbeah. Wasn't actually. He had to move a little aside. It was close enough that it was called bein ulam lemizbeah. So he stayed in the Gemara. He had to be close to over there. So you have to change the gears in the Gemara. Not bibain ha'ulam. Kibain ha'ulam lemizbeach. That would be the Gersa. Zog de Mishneh Haskan. This original person in the Mishneh Haskan Beyaminai. Begmelian. Naim. In the Mishnah it says, Askan b'yaminoi v'roish bez of b'smoiloi. See, he was flanked on both sides between the two people. Omer Rav Yehuda, he has the kasha. When a Talmud Chochem, when a Rebbe is walking in the street and he has two people flanking him, Hamahalech lemin raboi, Hare Zebu. Boor is like empty. He's empty. Why? Hare Zebu. Frekdi Gemara, how could you say that? Tanan Haskan Biyaminoi Varej Bezab Bismoiloi. So the skan was b'yaminoi, and here you're telling me. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain. Why going b'yamin, why walking on the left side of the Rebbe is better than walking on the right? Usually right is the honored thing. Because if you're, we're accepting most people are right-handed, not left-handed. So if you would want to help the Rebbe with his right hand, your right hand
would be on the right side.
Where would it be? If he's walking here and I'm walking here, so my left hand will be next to him.
Right.
If I'm walking on his left side, my right hand would be next to him. So it would be easier to help him. For Oitanya, he mesech the derech eretz, shloishim me'alchem b'derech, they should go in one line. Harav be'emtza, Godol b'yaminoi, Mekotem ismoiloi, V'chei motzinu b'shloi shemal ariya shores, Michoel be'emtza, Gavriel b'yaminoi. For some reason the Gemara names on, Gavriel was more choshev than Refoel. Refoel b'ismoiloi. So it's a stira to that, Amar Rab Yehuda. And for the Gemara, Tirgema, Rav Shmuel bar Popper kamei, the Rav Adi, kidei sheyiskase boi raboi. It's not talking about going on the side. You go a little bit in the back, and that is you're backed up into there. So what does Rashi? Rashi doesn't say. In the back of him, yeah, if you ever saw pictures of the Fabrengans, out of Lubavitch, the hush of his seats were the ones behind him, not on the, yeah. For Hotanyo, Hamahalach, Heged Rabbi, Hare Zebur, Hare Rabbi Zemachaseruach. So you're not supposed to go behind it. The Gemara, the Metzada, that's today. So you have to go to the back of him and a little bit on the side. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Other Rishonim learn the Gemara differently. I'm not 100% sure with this whole Mahalach HaGemara of...
Rav refers to the Kohen Gadol.
Oh, so now here would be the Kohen Gadol.
That's a funny expression.
Yeah, yeah. That he has a din of a Rav. Yeah. Yeah, this whole Gemara is a little hot. Is it only a rabbi? Also, Bachal, maybe when it's only one person, when there's two people there, who said it's a dimyan, but the Gemara didn't want to make a chiluk? It's a very big question, and I don't know, it would have to be Mayan in this inyan. So, the Gemara. Ve'kalpi hoyser shom uba shnei gairolois. So what does it mean, two gairolois? There were two pieces. One la'ashem, one la'azaz. Tona rabbanon. We learned in the Pasuk, V'nosan aroin al shnei ha-si'irim gairolois. Gairolois is mikol davar. Okay, that's how we learn. It could be made from anything. I don't know why we need a pasuk for that, but we'll see later in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask. Now, the Gemara has a very interesting way of looking at it. Yochel yiten shnayim al zeh u shnayim al zeh. Maybe he needed two and two, because it says goyrola is beloshen rabin. Talmud loyma goyrol echad l'ashem v'goyrol echad l'azozel. Ein kain la shem el goyrol echad, ein kain la zozel el goyrol echad. Somehow that we would have had a havamine that you put two onto the goyrol. Two goyrolois onto each one. So toisviz the top toisviz yochel yiten shnayim al zeh. Mashma dohochi pirushoi. The shnayim shekosov aleihem lashem. You'd put four in the box. Two say lashem and two say lazozel. Yiten al shel shem. Ushnayim shel lazozel al shel lazozel. Aval b'yoshami de porach o de koma. Yochel yiten shel shem shel lazozel al zeh v'al zeh. V'lav dohi kamaise. Mashma de beiz al zeh u beiz al zeh heinu shal shem ve la zozel al zeh vi al zeh. So David, you're supposed to put one la shem and one la zozel on each one. U metaris and Yishom he answers, Ochi, yochol mishu noisen al shem al shal shem ve shal zozel shal zozel. Yachle ve yitin shal shem al shal zozel shal zozel shal shem. Tamala, so what? You would change. You would go according to the second one. I'm not sure how to read this dice. It's hard to understand what would be. So what, you would be Chayzer? He's bringing it from the Yerushalmi. Let's just see this here. I'll have to see this later in Taruch Bakalpi. So what's the next line of the Gemara? I don't know. So how do we read the words of the Gemara? Shem shem v'engal azozel. V'ek the Gemara, yochoil yitein shel shem shel yitel shel shem shel azozel al zeh v'shel shem v'shel azozel al zeh. And you would say v'kor v'azogol tam aloi ma goyrol echot la shem, that you should put it on. Ein kan la shem elo echod, ben kan la zozel elo echod, im kei matam eloima gairo alois, she yiu shovin, each one, so he shouldn't put his hand in the box and feel which is which one. She lo yas echod jol zov, echod jol kesev, echod godol, vi echod kotoin. So what does Rashi say? Yochel yitain, which is the Yochel. Yochel yitain shel shem shel azazel alzeh. What does it say there in English? How do they touch it? That Gemara, Yochel yitain shel shem shel azazel alzeh, val shem shel azazel alzeh. On each one, Rashi's bothered. If you look at the bottom, next to the bottom Rashi. L'kayim v'nosan goyroloi shnayim al kolechot mishnei. V'eze sheyirtse yasel Hashem. Heltamayse. Where used to there should be a goyrol, and the goyrol should establish which is Lashem and which is Lazazel. Correct? Kumt Rashi. Rashi looks according to this Havanah Gemara, you'd put both of them on each one, and then you'll decide afterwards yourself which is which. L'kayim gairolois. What? Interesting. So Toisris is bothered by this. In the bottom Toisris. So Toisris, according to Rashi, will come out V'yivra Pirush Rashi V'yivra Eze Sheyirtso LaShem V'Eze Sheyirtso LaZozel. So Toisris V'Ein Tzarech LaFarish Kein. Because if you learn this way, Nimtza Lahoya Hagoyrul Koivaz El Hashem. What does it mean, Hashem? Which one you say that you're going to make it? The Posik says, Kroksi Vasu Chatos. Vidarshini we may pay a term for Kalpi. The Loyim Hashem Kosu Chatos El Hagoyrul. What kind of lottery will it be if it's your doing it? Elo Talmud Leima Nirali Lafarish. Yochel yitin shal shem k'mo sheyesh b'Yerushalmi. Ha'anon yashem al shal shem shal azo shal azo. Yachlev yitin shal zeh al shal zeh l'kayim ha'shem ha'gayr olois. Tamash mo gayr olois al kol echot. I don't know, and then what? But it would still be al yidei de gayrul. Inami l'achar shenikva b'gayrul yovi oid beis gayr ol shem shal azo azo. V'inu shem al shal shem shal azo shal azo azo. I don't taste. Rashi learned. There's a tzad, goyrol doesn't mean a lottery. It's just a procedure that you go through, that you pull things out of the box, but not that it has to be a lottery. I don't know. This Rashi, Ashver Rashi. Someone would have to say pshat and Rashi. What would be this hava meaning? What is this? Wait, what is it? I don't know. Okay, so Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll do the rest of the Gemara. Okay, very good.